Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Now, in today's episode, I'm going to switch things up a little bit and do one of my theme-based shows. And if you're new here, I like to do different, you know, themes every once in a while. Just keep things fresh for me and for you. And in the past, I've done some episodes on the most overrated movies. Please go back, check those out. I've done several of those if you haven't checked those out already. So I figured if I'm going to do the most overrated, it's only fair for me to also do the other side of the coin. And today, I have an underrated movie for you. And this movie is actually the sequel to a zombie movie that I highly recommend. It's a Korean zombie movie called Train to Busan. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But you don't need to if you haven't seen that one. You can still watch the sequel, which is called Peninsula, or Train to Busan Presents Peninsula. It's called in some other parts, I guess. And actually, it's not really so much a sequel as it's a story that takes place in the same universe as the other movie. The first movie centered around several characters, primarily a father and his little girl trying to get to the safe haven from, you know, the zombies. And the only way there was by train. They were already traveling by train, hence the name. That movie was, you know, quite a thrill ride that took you on a roller coaster of emotions. Some very nice set pieces and some very decent CGI mixed in with, you know, the practical effects that they had there. So it was very nice. Now, Peninsula pretty much picks up where the other one left off. Military captain is picking up his sister's family. He's trying to get them to the ship that will supposedly evacuate them to North Korea, where it's supposed to still be safe. However, on the way there, they're diverted to Hong Kong because that area's fallen as well, so pretty much all of Korea is gone now. But it's not the whole world that is infected like other zombie movies. This is centralized in Korea. So we find out through news broadcasts that are actually done in English that, you know, what's going on in that region of the world, in that area. So Korea is cut off from the rest of the world. And then we kind of have this time jump of 4 years, and we see our captain. He's no longer in the military, and he appears to be in dire straits, not doing very well. And some criminals get this idea. Now, all the valuables, you know, namely cash, is now in Korea. It's all unguarded, you know, it's all just sitting there. And still very spendable in the rest of the world. So they hire a crew. And they, you know, been paying off the Coast Guard to, like, get people in and out and, you know, get a boat in and out of there. And they find the money but are quickly ambushed by this local militia that is operating. And the captain's brother, who was captured, who came along, he's captured. And the captain is saved by two little girls that have a connection to him, but I won't get into that, spoiler free. And from there, we follow the two paths. The captain and his brother, with the captain and his saviors devising a plan to leave, and with his brother just trying to stay alive among his new captors. Their paths do eventually cross in right before the third act, and so that's, you know, the movie in a nutshell. So what the professionals gave this was just a disrespectful 53% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 76%, which for me, I think is far too low for this movie. I did review some of the reviews there, and the main complaint was that it was too Hollywood, meaning they had a bigger budget, so there was more of everything, and it lost what made the first movie successful. And I agree, in part, with some of that. It does feel like a big-budget Hollywood movie that is a little too heavy on the CGI in some parts. There's this car chase, which is pretty exciting, but it lasts for like 15, 20 minutes. They definitely could have shown some restraint with some of the CGI stuff. However, I do disagree with the totality of that opinion. This is a completely different movie, a completely different story. I didn't go into this expecting to get exactly what I got from the first movie. To me, he made the right decision to give us a narrative built around this heist, sort of, that turns into an escape and survival situation, where the last movie was just about survival and escape. Now, he does an excellent job of showing us a different part of the universe that they're living in while giving us those same emotional moments from the first movie. I mean, there's the opening with the mother and her son, the reuniting of the captain and his brother, Grandpa. I know none of this stuff means anything to you if you haven't seen it, but all of those were pretty heavy moments in the movie and provided some definitely emotional context. Because we get just enough character development to actually care, and we get a full character arc with the captain. So the pros, to me, they get caught up in what they expect the movie to be or what they want the movie to be. It didn't just appreciate what they gave us on the screen. Just watch it for what it is. I say this all the time. And don't put your own personal, what I wanted the sequel to be, which is what it sounded like when I read a lot of those reviews. This is another great entry into the zombie genre, and I hope that he does revisit this universe again. I mean, let me rephrase that. If there's another story that he can think of that he wants to tell, I'd like him to revisit it, but I don't want him to just go and force something just because these movies have been successful. Bottom line, for me, this was a really exciting, emotional situation, this movie. I really enjoyed it. And you do want the storybook ending here. I know in the past I've talked about original endings and doing something different off the beaten path. This movie, I wanted that storybook ending. And spoiler free, to some degree, you do get that. If I'm going to score this one, I would give this one 85% on the Rotten scale. While not as good as the first movie, I do agree the first movie is better. This movie is still a very good watch and doesn't really get the credit it deserves. I'm not understanding still what they wanted this movie to be. If they thought it was just going to just be an extension of the last movie, I think if he tried to recreate that, I think that would have been a total failure instead of just scrapping that and say, hey, let me just tell a completely different story in the same world and just go from there, which, like I said, I appreciate it, but apparently the professionals did not. So, yeah, so for me, that's why this movie is super underrated. So if you haven't seen this one, definitely put it on your list. Again, very good movie. The zombies are the same, which is the only familiar thing for me, but the narrative and everything that's woven into the world is completely different. So definitely check that one out. And if you want to watch one or the other one, and people always ask, you know, one or the other, definitely watch the first one. Obviously, Train to Busan is a masterpiece to me in that type of movie. But yeah, both of these are very solid watches, though. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence, up on most streaming platforms, of course, Facebook companion page of the same name, Instagram, mostly low-budget movie reviews. Check it out, share it, all that good stuff. Again, I do mostly low-budget stuff, all different genres. I kind of do focus, admittedly so, on the drama, mystery, thriller, horror-type movies, but I do everything when they come out. So, definitely, yeah, check out my episodes. I hope you enjoyed listening to me today, and I will be back again soon. I do have a review locked and loaded. It should be out. Well, I'm not going to make any promises. Never mind. As usual, I am rambling. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.